As state lawmakers put the finishing touches on a major health care cost control bill expected out soon, one big question is, how much would it save? A new report out today offers some answers for employers and employees. It concludes the range of savings would be between $8 and $35 billion over the next 9 years. WBUR's Martha Biebinger has more now on the report on what it calculates and what it doesn't calculate.
John Gruber says there's a direct trade-off between health care costs and wages. When premiums go up, wages don't rise as quickly.
What we're saying here, by that same logic, is that we can control health care costs, workers get more.
A lot more under the options Gruber considers. In what he calls a modest proposal, health care costs would increase 5% a year, just 1 point less than expected. The savings for employers, $8 billion over 9 years. Under a more aggressive approach, healthcare costs would still rise, but only 2% a year. Employers would save almost $35 billion, or about $1,000 for each worker each year.
There are large dollars at stake here, from even fairly modest reductions in healthcare spending growth. Now, I'm not saying those reductions are going to be easy to get, but the point is that there's large savings to be had here if we can control healthcare costs.
Keeping the growth of premiums down is great. That's a wonderful idea.
You can hear it. Rachel Solem, who owns two inns in Cambridge and employs 37 people, has a but.
How is that going to happen? I want to know the reasons, and I want to know what kinds of, you know, choices we're going to be having to make to keep those costs down.
If Solem has to limit where her employees can get care or hike their copays and deductibles, then the savings don't look as good to her. John Stowe says the savings would provide some relief. Stowe is president of Lutco, a specialty ball bearing company in Worcester.
It would help us immensely. 3-4% reduction in cost would begin to have a major impact on us over time.
But Stowe wonders why the state can't actually cut health care costs, not just aim for lower increases. He points to the 30% of care that many doctors acknowledge is waste.
It disturbs me that we're talking about just limiting the increases a little bit and not really going to the core, which is actually a reduction, and there's plenty of room for reduction through that.
Which comes back to the reason this report, funded by the Blue Cross Blue Shield Foundation, is important now. The House and Senate are both expected to release bills in the next few weeks that will establish a target for cutting health care costs. Some employers, including Stowe, are pushing for an aggressive target, but many employers in the state's health care sector are holding up a big, flashing caution sign.
We go too fast, we will all live to regret it.
Lynn Nicholas, president of the Massachusetts Hospital Association, does not know how many jobs hospitals, clinics, or labs might cut if healthcare spending grows at a 1, 2, or 4% lower rate.
But we do know that as hospitals have taken billions of dollars out of their expenses over the last couple of years, most of that has come in labor. That's where the pinch will be felt most of all.
MIT economist John Gruber argues it's not certain the state would have to cut healthcare jobs to save money. As the focus shifts to prevention, we may need more lower-paid community health workers, for example, but less expensive testing. That said, Gruber acknowledges that his report does not calculate a downside of lower healthcare costs.
But what I'm saying is the numbers here are so enormous. There's so many hundreds of millions and billions of dollars at stake that we have to take those cost control efforts seriously. And if we can compute the costs on the other side and we can compare them, that's fine. But we can't just say we shouldn't do this because we might lose jobs. That is putting our head in the sand on an incredibly important issue.
So can Massachusetts cut health care costs without serious injury to the state's health care industry? If so, what's a reasonable target? We'll continue the debate with you on Common Health today and in the coming weeks as we report on what lawmakers decide to do to bring down healthcare spending. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.